As I had mentioned last week, the fourth Sunday in Advent was the Sunday of joy, and we lit the candle of joy. And I mentioned to you, and I quoted one of the same scriptures that are in the bulletin today, when Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." It was his desire that we be filled with joy. And at that time, I talked about one of the reasons why joy was so important. That's because the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord enables you to get through all of life's difficulties and problems. But there's more to it than that. It was also one of the reasons why last week, for those of you that were able to be here, I had a video. And the lyrics were about joy. And how we should have joy in our lives. We need joy. Joy is so important. Otherwise, Jesus wouldn't have talked about it. One of the reasons, here's our second scripture in today's bulletin, from Romans 14, verse 17. "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." So the kingdom of God is not just meeting our physical needs. It's not just helping us to get through our daily lives, although that's certainly part of it. We have needs, legitimate needs, and the Lord does provide for us in many different ways, but the kingdom of God is not all about that. It's about righteousness. The righteousness that he imparts to us once we accept him as Lord and Savior. He sees us clothed in robes of righteousness, Jesus' righteousness. He no longer sees the sin that has plagued us all our lives. That's all done away with. He sees righteousness and peace. And because of the restored relationship that we have with God, we now have peace in our hearts. Peace with him. We are not at odds with him anymore. We have peace in our hearts. But the kingdom of God is more than the righteousness and peace that we obtain from knowing him, but it's joy in the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants us to have joy in our lives. It's so very important. He wants our joy to be full. And in thinking about this, here we are, the first Sunday in the new year, although it is the seventh, it's not like we're meeting on the first or the second. I mean, a week has already gone by, but it's still the first Sunday of the new year. And when a new year comes, we often look ahead with hope and anticipation, expectation. What's going to happen? What blessings is the Lord going to bestow upon us? You might even look with a little bit of fear and trepidation. Gee, what are we going to have to go through this year that we may not like? But what about looking back over the past year? For just a brief moment. I mean, after all, we did experience 2017. The Lord was certainly present with us back then. The Lord certainly blessed us in many different ways. And I thought to myself, if I'm going to look ahead with positive expectation, with a positive attitude, then perhaps I need to reflect for just a moment about what the Lord has done for me this past year. What joy has the Lord brought into my life this past year? Because that will help me as a foundation for looking ahead to the next year, to remember the goodness of the Lord in the past year. And I think about it. What are some ways that the Lord brought me joy in 2017? One way is he brought joy to my life through my wife, who in spite of all of my many faults, continues to love me unconditionally. You have brought much joy to me. The Lord has made me joyful through you. One of the ways that she brought joy to me, she gave me a new Christmas tie. Although I couldn't wear it for Christmas because I didn't have it. So I looked in my closet when I got dressed today and I said, you know what? I'm not going to wait till next year or next Christmas. I'm going to wear it today. But it's also a symbol of the joy that I have that the Lord has brought to me every single year because of his birth. The joy that he has brought into my life because of that. That every single day I can say, yes, Lord, I have joy in my heart because you have put it there. You have forgiven me. You have given me new life. And I have joy because of that. I also have gotten joy from the Lord this past year through each and every one of you. You might be saying, well, how did I bring joy to you? But you did. I look at the ways that we have come together over the course of this past year. We have fellowshipped and worshiped together. We have come together, like for example at the retreat. We had a blessed time. There was such a good turnout. All the dinners that we've had together, just a great time of fellowship and loving one another and encouraging one another. I thought about all the times that we came together to meet a need, like the families at Christmas time, other things, other times that we came together. The picnic that we had with a band from across the street came over. We had a wonderful time of sharing and fellowship. That garage sale and street event. The times people came together to clean the church. We had work days. It was just wonderful to see the turnout, see the support, to see the togetherness that all of you have and the love for one another, the generosity of your hearts brought so much joy to my heart. And I want you to know that. It was so good to see. And the growth that I see in each one of you, the spiritual growth. Maybe you don't see it, but I see it. I see it. I can look back to when I first came here over 10 years ago. What it was back then. Some of you were here then and you remember. And I'm sure you can agree that things are vastly different here. You have all changed and changed for the better. Hopefully I have too. It's been a blessing. It was the joy brought to me by new members. Yay! That was a joy. Having the two of you come and be part of us, knowing that the Lord sent you, and how well you fit in, and how well we embraced each other. It was a joy. Each in your own way has brought joy to my heart, and I want to say thank you for that. And because of all of that, all the things I mentioned, I have confidence for this year that it's going to be a good year. Now, the Lord is definitely present here, and he's working in each of us, and he has not given up on any of us. Some of you may think that you're falling short. Some of you may think that, gee, I don't seem to be able to do that much, or I don't have much to contribute, or whatever. But you do. You do. And all you need to be concerned about is what the Lord is calling you to do. No matter how small a task, no matter how great a task, just be who you are in him. Allow him to work through you. The things you do are not insignificant. They have lasting effects. And the tiniest of blessing can suddenly mushroom into something great and wonderful. We just never know. But if we leave it in his hands, we have nothing to worry about or be concerned about. That's me looking back on last year and some of the joys that the Lord has given me through others. But I also wanted to ask you, what has the Lord done to bring joy in your heart this past year? Is there anybody that would like to share something, some way that the Lord has put joy in your heart this past year? Dale.
Pastor, isn't it?
Wait. Yeah. We need to get our Eric of all trades on the job here.
Well, I was thinking you were talking about your tie. Well, isn't every day of our lives during the year giving? We give ourselves to things or to people. And
yes.
So Christmas is like every day. And Christmas time is the special time that we glorify God. But we glorify Him every day too, but it's just...
Well, we certainly should.
I'm just thinking that Christmas is every day. It's all year long, really, because we're always trying to give.
Yeah. And don't we find joy in giving? When we came together to gather all the food items and groceries and whatever for those families, didn't we have joy in doing that? There's joy in giving. Anyone else like to share something?
I was going to share what you just did, but to extend it, the joy that I had or that I saw was just the enthusiasm. It wasn't just the joy. It was the enthusiasm, the excitement that everybody had in just buying everything that they could. And then the joy is to see the recipients and how appreciative and how much they felt loved from the love that came from us. It was just, it's phenomenal.
And it's beyond just the gift for those families. We can't just single that out. The enthusiasm that the people here have for other things as well. Whether it was the retreat or whether it was the outside picnic that we had or other activities, the dinners that we have. I'm sorry?
Operation Christmas Child,
too. Yes. I know my wife in particular gets a lot of joy out of emptying the shelves of Kohl's and other stores. I know she brings joy to them because they see all this stuff gone. It is. I do see the joy in her in doing that, and I see the joy in others too in participating in that. It's a wonderful thing. When you give of yourself, you actually experience joy. And we should be giving ourselves to God every single day. And as we give to Him more of ourselves, the more joy we feel in return from Him and the more ways He has to bless us.
I'm just thinking more. There's so many things to be thankful for. But as we were in the house and not feeling like doing much of anything, I think we reflected quite a bit on our Christmas with our family and and something Howie mentioned to me that I hadn't thought as much about, I don't think, is that with the small little things that we did when we were all together that they seem to think more of than each year I tried to at dinner have something that we can talk about that's related to, you know, what Christmas is all about. And this year it was candy canes. I had some homemade candy canes that I had for each of them. And they had to pick and choose, but before they did, I had it written from the computer, you know, where the candy cane originated, how the meaning, the thought that's the meaning of some of it. And as I was going to read it to them and then have them decide which one they would want, One of them said, "Oh, can I read it?" They're all excited. it just was so good to have them wanting to, and it didn't matter if they were 11 years old or 25 years old, they were all into it. And that was just one of the small things, but as Howie said later, it was some other small things that we did, mm-hmm. and that made me really happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to read another scripture to you. This is from Psalm 105. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord." And that's what we're doing this morning. We're telling of his deeds and his marvelous works. We're proclaiming how good he is. We're praising him and thanking him for the joy that he has put in our hearts. And hopefully we're all rejoicing this morning for all that he has done for us, including removing the snow from the roof. I hope our roof is bare by the time we get home. So it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. It's a good thing to talk about the things that he does for us. I know it's hard for some of us to talk. We're not as outgoing as some others. I understand that. I'm not trying to put pressure on anybody, but it's a good thing to proclaim his works, what he has done on our behalf. And that can be done any Sunday. That could be done any day of the week. But I thought it was a good time today to reflect back and say, okay, this is what the Lord did for me this past year. This is how he brought some joy into my life. And I think we all hear those things, we reflect on those things. As we go through this year, we can look ahead with confidence and hope and expectation that this will be an even better year than last year. So would anyone else like to add to what the Lord has done? How has the Lord brought joy into your life last year? Anybody? Joan?
I'm sorry, let me just quick say one more thing, as long as he's right here. One thing that we always have our annual report with our annual meeting, and I always look forward, not forward, on it with dread. And but, you know, I was preparing it for when we did the thing for what the deacons are doing. And it's that going through and looking, because it forces me to go back and look through the whole year. And it's like the joy that comes out of all that's done in this church is just incredible. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a good, I think one of the devotionals in one of the devotional books said something about keeping a journal of things that seeing the things the Lord has done in your life. So in essence, all of my notes from the deacons' meetings, but it was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I was just writing and writing and writing and writing. And it's just amazing to see the Lord working in each of us and in this church. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. I have so much to be thankful for, you know, the year. I remember last year, I had a hard time just walking, even with a cane. And I'm getting better and better. I can do therapy now, which I couldn't. But it's not just that. Every day, I'm thankful to get up. I'm thankful to be alive and to be able to do the things that I can do. You know, I can clean my house. I can do laundry. I can cook. And I can have people come over, and we have fellowship. And even when I go out, I just... Before I go, I say, God, I want to be used. You know, bring someone in my path. And then he will. And even when I'm in a hurry, he does it. You know, I think, well, I don't have too much time to do this. You know, he still does it. But God is so good. He meets our every need. And, you know, the Bible talks about the widows. He does take care of the widows. I am a widow. I've been a widow for 11 years. But God is always there. Goes way above and beyond my needs. When I need help moving something, the girl down the road calls me, do you need help? You know, and she's of another faith. And she still comes. She wants to do it. She's, don't you ever lift anything you're not supposed to. Because if you do, you're going to hurt me. You know, and I thought, wow, how kind, you know. And it's not just that. It's being able to love someone, being able to go and share and just give them a hug or encourage them. Because a lot of people need encouragement. I think that's one of all of our ministries are, to encourage and uplift people. But I'm just so thankful that God has let me live all these years. The Bible study. I love the Bible study. I get so much out of it. And the fellowship we have. And we're one. We're not, you know, it's all one. And each one shares. And it helps us all to see bigger part of our lives. And I love it. And I love being at church. I don't like it when I can't come. Because of the fellowship and the love and the blessings. And I want to grow more. I want to be exactly what God has called me to be. It's really important to me. And when I see growth in others too, you know, it's wonderful. You know, and when Joyce was so sick and I went to see her, I just went there to pray for her. And that's what I did. I went in and prayed for her, laid hands on her. And I left, and her son said, after I left, he goes, that was nice of Joan. She didn't outstay her welcome, you know? And I thought, wow, she came and prayed for you, Mama. Well, I love her, you know? And then when we went to give the food and the things to that family, what a blessing that was. And I knew them, you know? That made it nicer. They were very, very happy, and they were blessed beyond measure. They really were. And I want to go see them again, but I need their phone number, Candy, because I get stuff from Chris, and I'd like to take some stuff over to them, and I'd like to be able to share Jesus with them and pray for them. So that's a door that's open, Candy, that I, last minute, I said, Candy, I really need to go. I just knew I was supposed to go. So I thank God for that. And I want more doors open. And for all of us, for all our gifts to be used every day, that God will, you know, you'll know inside that God will give you the impression to do whatever he wants you to do. Listen to him, obey him. Nothing is too big for God not to handle. And my daughter Christine, the one with cancer, her attitude, you know, she's at peace. And she's so thankful. And I told her, when you're ready for me to come, you call me. Don't wait for me to know. You have to know. And I don't want to come until you're ready to visit you. And she was so thankful for that. You know, but I understand, because I've seen people go through this. And I know it's hard on them. They don't want to hurt people. But I want to be so open to God that I'll know that when you've been there long enough, or you should be gone, or you should call that person right now, do it. And God, I know he does it to all of us, but we have to be open to listen and obey. Trust and obey. There's no other way, and nothing's impossible with God.
Amen. Yeah, he has many ways of bringing joy into our lives. Sometimes we don't recognize it right away. We look for some big things, but quite often there are little things that he does for us that sometimes can just ignite such joy within us, especially some unexpected things. Anybody else have anything they would like to share about how the Lord brought joy to them this past year? Wilbur.
One thing that's been really outstanding to me in joy this year is that the Sunday that I told you I prayed for some people, new members, people come to church here, And the prayer was answered on that Sunday morning. My joy just overflows with it when I see what is the blessings we are getting from this answered prayer. You got to recognize it. That's it's
right.
There.
That's right. That's right. We got the proof right
Amen.
Here. God answers prayer. Anybody else? Is that it? Okay. I guess that's it. I'm not going to force anybody. So we've had some good sharing and everything, and I thank you for that. But just a reminder, remembering what the Lord has done for us this past year, whether individually or as a church, can help us as we continue on through this year. Reflecting back on His goodness, His faithfulness, His blessings, the joy He has given us, is a very good foundation, because we can expect more of the same this year. The Lord is definitely here and at work within us. So, let your joy be full. May He fill each and every heart with His joy.